From NPR News in Washington, I'm Jack Spear. In Switzerland, nuclear negotiators are staring at a Tuesday deadline to agree on the major points of a deal with Iran, but key sticking points remain. NPR's Peter Kenyon reports officials say it's not clear what will happen if they miss the self-imposed deadline.
Earlier upbeat assessments have given way to doubt as Iran and six world powers struggle to reach a formula of nuclear restrictions and sanctions relief that both sides can live with. Acting State Department spokeswoman Marie Harf says whether or not the sides make the Tuesday midnight deadline, the interim nuclear accord now in place will continue through the end of June. Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov of Russia has left Switzerland. A spokesperson says he may return if enough progress is made. U.S. officials say the talks will likely go down to the wire. If the sides don't reach an agreement, Harf says President Obama will have to review the progress and decide how to proceed. Peter Kenyon, NPR News, Lausanne, Switzerland.
In Yemen, airstrikes and clashes intensified on the fifth day of a Saudi-led campaign in that country. NPR's Leila Fadel reports an airstrike hit near a displacement camp, killing at least 20 civilians.
Local humanitarian organizations and international aid workers say the civilians were killed in an airstrike that hit near the Saudi border. The death toll will likely rise. Meanwhile, in Aden, heavy clashes continued as Houthi fighters battle for control of the port city with pro-government fighters. Saudi and its Arab allies have been bombing Yemen for days in a bid to stop the Shia Houthi group's attempts to oust the Saudi-backed president in Yemen. The Houthis, backed by Iran, continue to advance and say they won't back down in the face of, quote, Saudi aggression. Now Saudi Arabia says it's open to talks, according to the Saudi press agency, but only under the auspices of the Gulf Cooperation Council. Leila Fadel, NPR News, Cairo.
Amid a mounting backlash, Republican lawmakers in Indiana are trying to work out some kind of new language to a state law, making it clear it does not discriminate against gays and lesbians. The measure prohibits state laws that would, quote, substantially burden a person's ability to follow his or her religious beliefs, something some are viewing as allowing for discrimination against gays. Greg Ballard is the mayor of Indianapolis and says the law adversely affects his city.
Our city thrives because we have welcomed and embraced diversity. And RFRA threatens what thousands of people have spent decades building. And I won't allow that to happen to Indianapolis without a fight.
Ballard and others have called on Indiana Governor Mike Pence and other state lawmakers to fix the legislation. More Americans are signing contracts to buy houses. The National Association of Realtors, the industry's main trade group, says its adjusted pending home sales index was up just over 3% last month to its highest level since June of 2013. Stocks also sharply higher today. All three of the major indices were up more than 1%. The Dow gained 263 points. The Nasdaq rose 56 points today. This is NPR. Prosecutors in the case of Jahar Tsarnaev today rested their case. Tsarnaev's lawyers have admitted he, along with his brother, placed bombs at the finish line of the Boston Marathon in 2013. The blast claimed the lives of three people. More than 260 others were hurt. In opening statements at the start of the Tsarnaev trial, attorneys acknowledged his client's involvement, but said his older brother masterminded the plot. Tamerlan Tsarnaev was killed during a shootout with police. The Daily Show has announced its replacement for longtime host Jon Stewart. NPR's Neda Ulaby reports he is Trevor Noah, a relatively unknown 31-year-old South African comic.
Trevor Noah has appeared on The Daily Show three times, starting last December. As a fledgling international correspondent, he upended stereotypes by telling Stewart Africans are worried about the U.S.
You know what African mothers tell their children every day? Be grateful for what you have, because there are fat children starving in Mississippi.
Noah is a media star in South Africa, where he was born during apartheid to a black father and white mother. His parents would get arrested and fined for spending time together in public. He'll be taking over a show with more hype than ratings. Only about a million people watch The Daily Show regularly, and another quarter of that number watch online. Ratings have been flagging, but luckily for Trevor Noah, they tend to spike during big political events, like elections. Neda Ulaby, NPR News.
Onboard computer systems that automatically slow or speed up your car depending on conditions are falling in price. Japanese automaker Toyota is now among those planning to offer lower-cost versions of the safety feature in some of its newer model Lexus and Toyota SUVs. Toyota says it expects the devices to spread across much of its auto lineup over the next 2 years. I'm Jack Spear, NPR News in Washington.